Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I want to get back to this thing, with this issue of what's going on over at Lane Tech. I went there, one of the largest schools in the state. And the mascot is what has been in the, what people have been talking about it for years, but it's really reached a point now where it's being considered, the Lane Tech principal has considered to remove the Indian as the mascot. Latest I'm seeing here, Principal Brian Tennyson sent an email to current students and families earlier this week, stating the school is working with Chicago Public Schools to consider selecting a new mascot. Yesterday, I heard him say that, yes, we will be considering that. I don't think the decision has been made yet, but he certainly is saying that it's quite possible they'll do away with the mascot pretty soon, or Indian being a mascot. Your thoughts about that? We're going to talk about it coming up here in a few minutes. I first want to hear from someone. Fawn Pushal is her name. She's the education coordinator at the American Indian Center. And thank you, Fawn, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So we talked to one of the people at the center of this yesterday. She's one of the former students, I think about 10 years out, and she said that she's got a group now of over a couple thousand, I think, on Facebook, and a petition signed, and they're just saying it's racist and wrong to use the Indian as a mascot. You hear from some other grads, too, and yesterday people called into the show and said, well, they've always looked at it as a respectful image, a source of pride for the school, and they believe it should stay. What would you say to them?
Well, first I would ask them to look at American history, and I know that the mascot has been part of Lane Tech for over 100 years, but when we think about what type of oppressive and genocidal tactics of the United States history, and here in Chicago, the forced removal of Native nations, we have to think about what these images symbolize to not just Native people, but to marginalize and oppress people. So when we think about images like headless Indians, what we're really saying is that we support this narrative of white supremacy, and we justify manifest destiny and settler colonialism and the acts of violence against not only indigenous people, but the enslavement of black people and the continued marginalization and oppressive tactics against other communities of color.
Right now, Fawn, I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to ask you this, because right now they're looking at the mascot, and that is front and center. It feels as if the principal is certainly fielding this right now, hearing from passionate alumni on both sides of this whole thing. He's talking to current students. He's talking to current teachers. Right now they're only looking at the mascot, that being an Indian, and maybe renaming that's front and center. There's also a totem pole there. There are Indian sculptures and other sort of references. There are a lot of murals about Indians if you go through the hallways of Lane Tech. Are you against all of that? Would you erase all of it?
I don't view it as erasing, but I do think that CPS, who has a zero tolerance against racism, should think about the images and the symbology that they're promoting, especially at Lane Tech.
But take them down, I guess, would be a better word. Would you take them down, the totem pole?
I would take all of that down. Mm-hmm. There's empirical evidence. A lot of the work led by Dr. Stephanie Freiberg out of the University of Washington talks about how race-based mascots and images such as the Lane Tech Indian has a negative effect on the cultural identity and the self-esteem of indigenous people between the ages of 13 and 25. And one of those effects is that we have one of the highest suicide rates. So when you continue to erase Native people as being a diverse group of different cultures, and you accumulate them into a monoculture like Lane Tech does, with having a totem pole, an Indian, and a headdress, and all of these different representations of Native tribes without actually having a narrative and just calling it Indian, it continues to perpetuate violence and the erasure of our cultures and our living histories.
So have you been in contact with Lane Tech, and have you worked with the alumni group there? And I just wonder, have you probably also were involved in some, this isn't the only school who's considered this over the years. We've heard about this for years. Have you worked with different schools in trying to talk to them about this imagery and using the Indian as a mascot?
I am in contact with the alumni group. We formed contact earlier this week, and I'll be working closely with them for the remainder of this movement. I myself in particular haven't done much work with local schools. However, there is a Native Youth Council here in the city of Chicago called Shy Nations Youth Council, and their co-president, Anthony Temez, has worked and done a lot of work against race-based mascots here in the city of Chicago. And in 2018, he was recognized by the Center for Native American Youth as a champion for change for the work that he's been doing to not only talk about school mascots, but also talking about the Chicago Blackhawks team.
Mm-hmm. And so would you, all of those things, are you having discussions about right now in terms of re-envisioning the way people use the Indian at all as a logo or as a part of a team, sort of an imagery for a team?
Yes. We at the American Indian Center, as of 2015, have taken an approach to denounce any use of Native imagery as mascots. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we did have a relationship with the Chicago Blackhawks, but through community conversations, again, looking at the work of Stephanie Freiberg and other Native activists and academics, we have taken a stance against all of these race-based images.
I know that the Blackhawks have worked with Native American groups over the years in trying to re-envision what it looks like and make it respectful and look at it from that perspective of having the engagement of people from that community participate in it. Is that something you would reject, or you think that there is a way to work on these images and still make them make them respectful?
At this current time, I would reject that. I don't think with the state of our education or the state of America in general that we're able to have these complex conversations without erasing indigenous identity and histories. I know that the Chicago Blackhawks works with other Native organizations, but that doesn't do enough work. There's not enough education. There's not enough visibility of different tribal nations or even the over 25 Native organizations here and around the city of Chicago for that to be a reliable source of education. If you can't see Native people and hear their narratives, there's no amount of work of a group like the Chicago Blackhawks could do to reverse the violence that they inflict through that imagery on Native people.
Fawn, have you polled people with Native American ancestry in the area and things like that? Do you find out where everybody is at this? Is there a split? Because the reason I'm asking is because one of the people who was quoted in The Warrior, who's a Native American student, actually said that she believed that it was, she feels that it was a symbol of respect, and she felt that it was okay with it. I think that she wasn't okay with the mascot, but she was okay with the Indian head in a respectful way, and some of the other images were okay. But that she did not like the idea of having a mascot. She didn't feel that was right, but that some of the other imagery was okay. Does it seem as if you've talked to everybody in the community or as many people as you can, and that this is what you're just hearing very loud and clear?
We have been having conversations within the Chicago Native community for over a decade now, if not longer, about the use of mascots and imagery. And like any controversial topic, there is a split in community. Particularly, this seems to be more of an age split in community. And that's part of multiple things, right? Native people are still dealing with historical trauma from boarding schools, from forced removal, from illegal adoptions and the foster care system. So for a lot of older Native people, anything with Native-inspired imagery helps them to identify each other in a community like Chicago where we're almost invisible. Mm-hmm. However, again, empirical evidence, like the reports put out by Stephanie Freiberg, proves that these images have a detrimental effect on the well-being of Indigenous youth primarily. And there's, it's even in schools like Haskell Indian College that use mascots. Even the mascots or the images that Native people create themselves have that same detrimental effect. So in order to make sure that we are providing safe space for Native youth, we need to make a commitment to pull down all of these images and start educating about the effects that they've had and will continue to have because of the historical trauma and imprint that they left on so many Native people already, but not just Native people in general.
All right, Fawn, I so appreciate you weighing in. Yesterday we did talk to someone, a student. She was not of Native American ancestry. She just was someone who felt very passionately about this. And you're right, she was a younger alum, and I think there is sort of a split there. I think you've accurately identified that is happening, and you're seeing on some of the Facebook pages, which I'm part of different alums really weighing in passionately, trying to defend its use, and then others are just saying, gotta go now. It seems to have reached a point where we're going to probably know about this pretty soon, whether or not that decision will be made. It certainly seems that it's at the forefront of the principal and other people in regards to everyone connected to Lane Tech. So we'll see what happens here. And thanks for weighing in, Fawn.
Thank you for having me.
Good to hear your thoughts. It's Fawn Pushell. She is the education coordinator at the American Indian Center. We want to hear from you on this. Here, take your calls. 219 is the time, and we'll go to the phone lines. We'll hear from you coming up here on the show. 312-981-7200. Got thoughts about this? Just so many of these things have come up about naming mascots for schools and a lot of Indian names, so many across our area. And here's another one. What do you think? We'll hear from you coming up here on WGN. 847, yes, let's get rid of any references to Native Americans everywhere. Eventually, we'll forget they ever existed. Our guest was explaining that she thought that it should be replaced, all of the symbols, everything that had to do with Native Americans. Lori, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got thoughts on this one?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call, Anna.
Thanks for calling.
My grandmother was a full-blooded Indian. My mother I never knew it this until many, many years later, but she was so ashamed of it. I think it's wonderful that this discussion is coming forward. I think it should stay. I think the young men that spoke to you yesterday or maybe the day before said they respected the images. I think they should stay. Mm-hmm. I think all of these things should stay. This is our history. We should be learning something from our past. I wish my mother was still alive today. I don't know what her comments would be, but maybe she would feel better about this, that we are finally talking about people that were treated very badly. And this is the scope across the board, not just American Indians, a lot of people that have been treated poorly. But the discussion, the history, the education and the discussion, I think, is so necessary. And I don't want to see it go down. I don't want to see these statues go down either. Yeah. Let's just talk. And I'm 80 years old, Anna, so I've been around for a while.
Oh, God bless. I'm happy that you're right. These conversations are so important. I don't agree with the people who just decide I'm taking that statue down and that one too. And I mean, this isn't not what America's about. We're supposed to.
No, it isn't.
There is no mob rule. We're supposed to discuss these things. And you're right. Some of them are painful discussions, and they're difficult and awkward discussions, and we're having them. And that's where we are. So, and it's a good thing. I agree with you, Lori. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Emma. Emma, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on this.
Hi. I think the Indian has to go. I think it's antiquated that we think that they can be an entire culture that is a very diverse culture can be boiled down into a stereotypical representation of a very diverse group of people that were here first. And now, I will tell you, when I first encountered these type of discussions, I was actually on the other side of the fence for the same reasons that everybody was saying. It's a moment of pride. It's a moment of respect. But then I started to look at my history. I'm Irish, mm-hmm. and we know the Fighting Irish from Notre Dame, right?
Are you okay with it?
No, actually, now I'm not, because I've learned, I went to school at Roosevelt University, and I took a labor history class, and I realized that the idea of the Fighting Irish was used to bar Irishmen from employment, and they were too ill-tempered, they were too rowdy, they would fight too much, they'd be too drunk, and so they wouldn't get employment. There's a wonderful book called How the Irish Became White, and I think that any use of the Fighting Irish or a Native American stereotype is just awful nowadays, because these were images used to subjugate groups of people. They
even
may be used as...
Emma, even though there are a few Irish people go to Notre Dame, I mean, they know that that's what they're called, right? And so you think that they're missing it.
Yes, I do, because I think the problem is that history isn't taught very well, and there's so much history that we have to go over in very short amount of time, all through high school and all through college. Unless you're a history major like I was, you're not going to come across a lot of this history, because you do have to kind of skirt over some of the really deep discussions in the interest of either standardized testing, graduation, there's not enough time, you know, whatever.
You're right. Sometimes you forget where things come from, how things came to be, and that's what you're pointing out. Thank you, Emma.
And
we want to try to get...
One other thing, if I may, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
you
go
said
ahead,
that you were Greek, and mm-hmm. I started thinking, okay, does the symbol of a Spartan show the same type of negative stereotypes that the Fighting Irish does, or Native American?
I don't know.
I don't know if it does or doesn't. But it is I think what it's hearkening back to is the pride of Sparta, you know, and the warrior culture that it was. So in that case, I don't know enough about Greek history, so forgive me. But in that
I just
case,
know I'm not offended by it, and maybe I should be, but I'm not. And I think one of the reasons also, you know, I pointed out there, you know, when you're a Native American's experience in America, much different than Greek or Irish, even though there certainly are examples of discrimination, it's not the same, right? There's no equivalency.
Not the same, definitely.
Yeah, so
definitely.
That's the other piece of it that I was pointing out. Emma, thank you for calling. Please
thank you
call
so much.
Again. I appreciate hearing your thoughts. Let's try to get Karen in. We just have a minute or two because we're going to break to get to the governor. So go ahead, Karen. You got 1 minute.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
My name is Karen. I am Native American. My husband is Greek, and I'm very upset about taking the Indians down. They're part of our Native heritage, just like anybody else's. And the Trojans are part of yours, and I think you of all people would say, no, I don't want that Trojan taken down because it's part of my history, too. And I'm getting a little tired of all this stuff going on. Everything is this and this and this and this. And when are they going to take down Mount Rushmore?
There's actually some sort of a protest plan for that, since you asked.
Because I'm getting sick and tired of everybody, let's take this down. We're burning our Confederate flags. We're doing this, we're doing that, and you know that you're Greek. If they took your heritage away from you, what would you say?
No, I wouldn't like that. I propose that there should be Greek mascots everywhere, because it is a different experience, but I'm okay with that. And you coming from a different place, it's interesting to hear your thoughts.